Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, ZZ Top, bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. That song is called Rough Boy. It's one of their ballads, believe it or not. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Bob Kuska, thefusionfactor.com. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. He's been helping us with a lot of issues of the dealing with the people who work with us and who many times we work for. And we're talking about succession planning, Bob, and you've been helping us with four F's, the four F's of succession planning that maybe will get people off their backsides and get them to think about and plan for some succession. First one was false assumptions. The second one was focus. You need to have more focus. First one, false assumption, quit lying to yourself. Number two, focus. And then the fear, that's the big one. That's the huge thing right there, because, you know, fear, the fighting fear is fighting ourselves, isn't it, Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And overcoming that third one leads you to the fourth one. In fact, the fourth one is kind of a summation of the first three F's, Jim. The fourth one is that small business owners have a tendency to failure to plan. They fail to plan. And you've got to take time out. And I'll give you a real simple example of how I've worked with business owners. I sit them down for a couple of hours and I say, let's list out the 8 or 10 things that are your major responsibilities. It might be setting the strategic vision for the business or developing the marketing or, you know, maintaining the customer relations, whatever those 8 or 10 things are. I said, okay, great, we have those. I said, now let's assign a percentage of the time you spend on all of these things. And I tell you, Jim, the first time we go through this, we add up the numbers, it always ends up to be like 130%. And I said, no, we got to get this down to 100%. So we rework the numbers, we get it to 100%. And then I say, okay, here's the time you spent against these top 8 objectives or priorities. Now let's assign a number of priority from 1 through 8 on these top 8 things. And you know what I always find? They're spending a disproportionate amount of time on something that's their lowest priority. So then we can factor that in the plan.
But they don't realize it, do they?
They don't, because they're so involved in the day-to-day. So, for instance, one small example, I had a CEO who was looked at this, and his highest percentage of his time was spent on acquiring real estate for the business. And this was not a real estate company, but they were expanding. I said, why are you spending all your time there? And he said, because I'm the only one who knows how to do it.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though, Bob. That would be fine if he had a good number two person and number three person to run the business while he was doing that. That'd be a good use of his time if he had the succession planning in place.
That's right. That's right. And he said to me, I can't hire a number two. I don't have the money to do that. Huh. And we started looking at it, and I convinced him to hire this person. And afterwards he said to me, I waited 3 years too long. That person is adding so much value to my business, they pay for themselves.
A number two, number three person. And I'm saying number three because, you know, some organizations don't just need one person to step in. And, you know, if you think about it, what are the chances that one person can sort of fill the shoes of the founder? It might take a couple of three people.
That's right.
And of course, that doesn't mean you have to hire three new people. It could be you hire one person and you promote a couple of others.
But let me give you one word of caution, Jim. I call it the brother-in-law syndrome. Hiring someone that's known to you that might be a great person that you might feel very comfortable with, but really isn't the right guy for the job. I see it happen all the time. And again, it's part of failure to plan because the owners don't take time to say, what do I really need to be my number two? And then how do I go about getting it?
They need to develop a process, the closest solution to them. They got to hire. It's almost like a due diligence process, isn't it? Getting that
absolutely.
Number two person.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Bob, last thoughts, 45 seconds, last thoughts on succession planning.
Last thought, one of the things that could greatly help you is get yourself a board of advisors. You know, pick out some people that you can meet with on a quarterly basis that can listen to your thinking and give you some feedback.
And people who will tell you like it is.
Absolutely. You don't want yes men.
Yeah. You got to have people who care about you, who understand your business, who understand you, but who also care about you enough to give you the tough love when you need it, right?
Yeah. You might want to join a CEO roundtable. Small businesses that get together.
That's a great idea. That's a great suggestion. You definitely want to do that. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Give us that website again, please.
It's thefusionfactor.com, and sign up for my free newsletter, Jim.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Bob, for being here. We'll see you next time. Bob Cusco, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.